The Spirit of God initiated Jesus Christ's ministry after the perfect fast, 40 days and 40 nights. God proclaimed to Isaiah, Isaiah 58:6, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke?" St. Matthew 4:1-4, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." 40 days and 40 nights fast is the perfect fast in which Jesus Christ chose to take away the burden of sin from believers. Jesus' fast prepared him to initiate a Spirit-filled ministry for saving souls and healing sinners. The devil tested him on all levels of sin. The evil spirits challenged Jesus psychologically, physically, spiritually, and monetarily, when he was in the wilderness. St. Luke 4:5-7, "The devil, taking him up into an high mountain, shewed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." All this power is possessions from the devil and money. When sinners compromise and get wealth from the devil, they do evil. They lie, scam, rob, gamble, and kill humanity for money. They worship the devil for material things, high worldly positions, and the pleasures of sin. Verses 8-11, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus endured 3 psychological tests while he was in the wilderness. He was aware that the devil quoted the word of God out of the proper context of truth. He blatantly lied. God would not send angels to deliver him if he had obeyed the devil's lies. Jesus was human and divine. He understood that God created humans to descend naturally through the literal power of gravitation. Jesus was God manifested in human flesh. He did not create human bodies to fly physically. God embodied the fowls of the air with the nature to fly. Therefore, the devil tempted Jesus to commit suicide. Godly people do not commit suicide because they believe that Jesus has power to protect and deliver them in spite of the devil's temptations. And if they kill themselves, they would go to hell. Sinners commit suicide because they do not repent and believe the Lord. Judas was a prime example. He committed suicide after he betrayed Jesus for money. St. John 6:70-71, "Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. St. Matthew 27:5, "And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself." The Hebrew writer declared that the devil tempted Jesus with all manners of sin in which humanity experiences. Hebrews 4:14-15. Jesus the Son of God, was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. St. Luke 4:12-13, "And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season." St. Matthew 4:11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and, behold, angels came and ministered unto him." St. Luke 4:14-15, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all." Jesus fulfilled the prophetic anointing that the prophet Isaiah had prophesied hundreds of years prior. Verses 17 to 19, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus expects those who have faith in him to be perfect in their aspirations and motives to endure temptations without sin, and live like him. Jesus declared to his disciples, St. Matthew 5:48, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. When we deny ourselves of our necessary food, it is one of the most powerful examples of our faith, love, humility, and worship of Jesus Christ. I humbled myself with fasting for over 48 consecutive years. Many of those years, I fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me to drink fluids at night because my human body was not like humanity's bodies in Moses' era. Deuteronomy 34:7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his natural strength abated. Jesus Christ anointed me in 1961 on the 13th day of July. Allow me to reiterate, July 13, 2025 will be 64 consecutive years I have been in the ministry of Jesus Christ. The Lord saved souls through this ministry. Paul was emphatic about his fasting and praying for the churches, 2 Corinthians 11:27-28, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. He manifested his love for Jesus Christ and his church. He emphasized, Ephesians 5:23. Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Isaiah proclaimed, Isaiah 54:5, For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Jesus said, St. Luke 18:14, Every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Those who exalt themselves do not obey Jesus' word of fasting. God has striven to control humanity through their appetite. When we fast, we must abstain from all foods. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, became captives of the devil and fell from their holy estate because of their lustful appetite. They did not abstain from the forbidden fruit that contained the lust of the flesh. The serpent deceived Eve concerning the forbidden fruit. They lost their rights as holy sublime beings because the evil spirit of the serpent subdued them, and subjected them to satanic powers of sin, sickness, trouble, and death. Death became hereditary to all generations because of Adam and Eve's sin of lust. Jesus was an example to all those who have faith in him. We must learn to fast and pray, as he fasted and prayed for us. Jesus said, St. John 13:15, For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Genesis 2:16-17, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Let us notice for a moment the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was an edible fruit, and God placed it there in the Garden of Eden as he did all of the other trees of the garden, but the commandment was not to eat. God esteemed obedience as his supreme commandment to humanity. Genesis 3:2-3, And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. If Adam and Eve had obeyed the voice of God, humanity today would have been free from sin, sickness, trouble, and death. Humans, in their own right, would have been holy princes of life to do exploits, but instead, they became subjected to the evil forces and entity of the serpent, Satan, and the devil, through disobedience to God's word. Verse 4, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. The spirit of the devil used the evil spirit of the serpent to lie to the woman about God's word, which he had spoken to Adam and Eve. It was through deception that Eve ate of the fruit and gave it to her husband Adam. Paul emphasized to Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:14. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Adam loved Eve so much that he did not want her to die and leave him. He did not desire to be alone again. She was the only woman in the world. Genesis 2:18, And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. Therefore, he agreed to eat the fruit with her, although he knew that the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil would kill them. God told him that the fruit was poison and would cause death. If you do not choose to do what is good, you will become evil. God created them to be good. However, they made their choice to be evil. Genesis 3:6-7, And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Many of the people of God today have failed God in tests of fasting. They have obeyed the voice of the devil, and eaten when God forbade them to eat. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, they had knowledge of evil because they had sinned. The word of God is conspicuously clear. Those who refuse to obey his word of godly fasting incensed him. God will judge humanity for their sin of disobedience as he judged Adam and Eve. Verse 14, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. The serpent was a literal evil man with two legs. That evil man charmed Eve. The evil spirit of serpents controls evil people. The literal serpent wallowed on the ground after the Lord cursed him. God cut his legs off. God was emphatic about Dan. He was a judge of one of the tribes of Israel. Genesis 49:17-16, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan was a descendant of the serpent that deceived Eve concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Humanity cannot be good and evil simultaneously. Godly fasting will help us to choose to do good works. Paul proclaimed, Ephesians 5:25, Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ, who is the spiritual husband, protected the woman, who symbolizes the true church, from the lies of false ministers, who are serpents. John was prophetic, Revelation 12:14-15, And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The woman did not have literal wings. The Holy Spirit is her protection. She is a symbol of the true church. She will not be deceived like Eve. The serpent deceived Eve. The flood of lies is from the devil's false ministers. The highest standard of righteousness is the Spirit of God, which is holiness. Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah 59:19, When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Genesis 3:17, And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. After Adam sinned, God cursed the ground and it produced marijuana and all other narcotic plants in which humanity becomes intoxicated. Adam was the first man to get drunk from the weeds. God commanded Adam to work hard labor in order to eat and survive. Eve's work was bearing children through labor pains at that time, and helping her husband. She was the first woman to have a menstrual period, and became pregnant. Verse 16, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. God pronounced the curse of work in verse 19, In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. When they sinned, they died spiritually. Verse 24, So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. When God drove them out of the Garden of Eden, he commanded them to work for their living without any training or skill for survival. God allowed them to continue to commit sin until the day of their natural death. God condemned them to die because of their sin. Working for a living, which God commanded Adam and Eve, is consistent in the New Testament. Apostle Paul emphatically made known to the Christian believers that they should work for their living, and not ask the church to take care of their financial obligations, although God had saved them from their sins. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. God sentenced Adam and Eve to death because of their sin of rebellion against his words. Paul said, Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. That was the judgment of God for their sin. The day that Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate of the fruit of the tree, which he commanded them not, they lost their spiritual image and likeness of God. Consequently, they also lost their spiritual communion with him. They became rebels. Subsequently, God took his Holy Spirit from them, and his spiritual image. God separated them from his presence because they had sinned. Paul was explicit, 1 Corinthians 15:22, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Jesus Christ will save all those who repent. We must repent and believe his gospel and be born again. The Spirit of God condemned and drove them out from his presence to die literally for their sins. He placed an angel of death at the garden with a flaming sword of death, so that they could not go to the tree of life to eat the fruit and live. Genesis 3:24, So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. The tree of life is spiritual wisdom and mystery of God's word that he gives to his obedient children to have power to live. Paul proclaimed the mystery of Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Jesus was God manifested in human flesh. Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 2:7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. When we are obedient and overcome sin, Jesus will give us his wisdom and knowledge that comes from the spiritual tree of life. This will be the circumstance of each individual, who once was born of the Spirit of God, however, would not obey him. He will hide the mystery of his word, which is the spiritual tree of life, from them, and they cannot get eternal life in sin. King Solomon articulated, Proverbs 3:13, Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 18, She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The spiritual definition of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is the tree of life. Wisdom produces fruits of the Spirit in all aspects of our lives. In the New Testament, Paul disclosed, Galatians 5:22-23, The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Therefore, we can live a Spirit-filled life of faith in Jesus Christ. believers can reach the highest level of spirituality, which is faith in God and Jesus Christ. John revealed in the book of Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Adam and Eve were spiritually blind to the divine revelation of God and Christ because of disobedience. As God sent angels with flaming swords to protect the way of the tree of life, He will hide the mystery of His will because of disobedience. What a cheap price for humanity to sell their eternal soul, because they did not fast. Let us notice Esau in the book of Genesis. Esau was another example of those who disobeyed God's words of fasting. Esau and Jacob were twins. However, Esau came out first. He was Isaac's oldest son, which qualified him to be head of the family estate, and the recipient of the powerful spiritual blessings. However, he forfeited his spiritual inheritance. Traditionally, he would have inherited the blessings after the death of his father Isaac. He sold his eternal soul for one morsel of meat. God rejected him because he did not highly esteem his birthright enough to suffer hunger or fast in order to retain his spiritual blessings. Genesis 25:30-32. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" Jacob was the younger son of Isaac and Rebekah, although Esau and Jacob were twins. Jacob was well aware of the great blessings of the birthright, and spiritual and natural heritage that Esau would have eventually received. That is why Jacob said, verses 33-34, "Swear to me this day," and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Each believer should take heed to the Spirit of God when He commands us to fast. If unbelievers rather please themselves than please God, they too will be like Esau. They will despise their spiritual birthright, and God will reject them. Our spiritual birthright is our opportunity to be born again. In the New Testament, the Hebrew writer was warning the people of God not to follow the example of Esau. He exhorted them to live holy, and not to be out of control and be a fornicator. Fasting, and praying, give us power over our bodies to endure temptations, and not commit sin. The New Testament disclosed, Hebrews 12:15-17, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest there be any fornicator, or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. His birthright was spiritual as well as natural. A natural birthright is a physical inheritance. We cannot choose our natural birth. However, we all have the privilege to choose to be spiritual. Although Esau had a feeling of remorse, he never had a godly sorrow of repentance. He desired to eat to satisfy himself, and God rejected him because self-satisfaction is the lust of the flesh. God will someday reject those who do not obey His word of fasting. Fasting and praying are methods whereby we humble our hearts to God. God commanded Moses, Deuteronomy 8:2-3, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments, or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." There is a portion of God's word, which is impossible for us to believe with a full stomach. Fasting is the route whereby we can bring our fleshly mind and heart to believe and obey God's word. God commanded Moses to fast 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus 34:27-28, And the Lord said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, he did neither eat bread, nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Moses wrote the 10 commandments while he was fasting and praying. Jesus proclaimed to John, Revelation 2:17, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. The children of Israel lived in the wilderness 40 years. God commanded them to humble themselves and live by his words, and not by bread alone. However, they failed in the test of fasting, and many of them died in the wilderness. Numbers 21:5, And the people spake against God, and against Moses, Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness, for there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. God desired the children of Israel to suffer hunger. He was testing them. He gave them spiritual food, but they hated the manna, which was spiritual food for their souls. Verse 6, And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. David did not follow the example of the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. God did not have to humble him. He said, Psalm 35:13, When they were sick, I humbled my soul with fasting. When the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to fast 40 days and 40 nights, he endured the painful weakness of hunger for the Word of God. Neither the voice of the devil, nor the lust for natural food took Jesus captive. The children of Israel failed in the test of fasting. They would have stayed in the wilderness only 40 days and 40 nights as Jesus did, if they would have been as obedient as Jesus was. Jesus has left for us an example in the Word of God. Those who will follow him by faith will accept the word of fasting. The devil tempted him with bread. However, he quoted the word of God to the devil in which God gave to Moses in Deuteronomy 8:3, Man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. You might not have the faith to fast 40 days and 40 nights, but it is necessary for you to do, as Jesus requires. Jesus said, St. John 13:15, For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Jesus fasted and prayed for us, we should fast for others also. When Satan comes to entice you to eat when you are fasting, be steadfast, and he will flee from you. The devil tested Jesus to eat. However, there was no desire in his heart to eat, and the devil departed from him. James proclaimed, James 1:13, Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Jesus was God manifested in human flesh and blood. The Spirit of God did not tempt him to turn the stone to bread, it was the devil. He maintained obedience to the Word of God throughout the temptations of the devil. This scripture is one of the many gracious promises of God to those who endure temptations. Verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 14:21, He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verse 15, If ye love me, keep my commandments. If we love Jesus, we will keep his commandment of fasting and praying. Our life's journey and challenges are overwhelming. We need spiritual strength in which God will give us through fasting and prayer. An angel of God strengthened Elijah the prophet in 1 Kings 19:7, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. We need spiritual food, which is the Word of God, to feed and strengthen our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 8, And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb the mount of God. Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights after he received the word of God from the angel. God instructed Solomon to fast and pray, and teach his people to accept the Holy Spirit of humility. 2 Chronicles 7:14, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Solomon articulated, Proverbs 11:30, The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. When we fast and pray, we overcome the sins of the world, and consequently evolve into a powerful spiritual instrument of God for winning souls. Conclusion, in the true Christian Church, those who have faith in Jesus Christ teach humanity to fast and pray.